This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. So there we start with a little bit of gratitude for our fine listeners on 550 K-Fire, AM 970, the two oldest radio stations in North Dakota. Isn't that something? WDAY 970, 93.1 FM, and 550 K-Fire, the most iconic radio stations in North Dakota. Even predate the FCC, which is kind of fun. And, of course, AM 1100, the flag, number one on your radio dial. And the Fargo-Moorhead Metro, which is exciting growth for us in a short period of time. So we love that. When you consider probably the newest radio station on the AM dial, paired with the oldest, it's kind of fun that those important parameters are there with our listening audience. So we appreciate that. Also 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken out of Williston, Watford City, Tioga, Stanley, as well as KLTC on the western edge in Dickinson. Five great radio stations there bringing you What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, where you get home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and the best price at the pump. From unleaded 88 and E85, you're going to find the lowest prices on the pump all the way up to, unleaded without any ethanol, just your choice. That's what they give you, choice at the pump at PetroServe USA all across the Great Plains, the Northern Plains, from, the furthest west Mandan to the furthest east would probably be maybe Bemidji, maybe Dilworth, Glendon, and you got down in Wahpeton, and, of course, grab-and-go convenience with home cooking as well. From PetroServe USA. One programming note, there's a lot of folks calling us, emailing us, saying, I heard that Dan Bongino is going to replace Rush Limbaugh. That is not accurate. It is good marketing on the part of a competitive radio network. The Cumulus-owned stations have a network as well, and they're saying they're going to put somebody else in the place of Rush Limbaugh by the name of Dan Bongino, who's a great conservative leader, but that is not accurate to say that Dan Bongino will be replacing Rush Limbaugh, because Rush's show is syndicated by the Premier Radio Network, which is owned by iHeartMedia. And trust me, iHeartMedia is not going to replace Rush Limbaugh with a competitor. So just a little bit of clarity on that front.
That would mean that obviously the stations that may want to take Bongino, because it's on the same time
it
slot,
is,
right?
Yeah, it's just good marketing. Okay, so gotcha. The Cumulus stations are deciding they're going to put... They're going to
go with their guy or whatever.
Exactly right. Yep. So okay. It's just it's good marketing on the part of Cumulus to say, oh, Dan Bongino's replacing Rush Limbaugh. He is, but only on their stations.
Have you heard if there's any hint on who will be on the EIB?
I don't think they know that yet.
Okay,
I don't think that's determined. I think
so
they're
it's
looking.
It's going to be Scott Innan.
Somebody asked me that over the weekend last weekend.
No, I've been asked that too.
That's what they heard.
Isn't he? And I'm like, well, I'll put it in them, but
No, I haven't even been fortunate to fill in for Rush because I filled in for Hannity, and that's how competitive they are. But anyway, let's get to the good governor of the great state of North Dakota. Doug Burgum joins us on the program. Even mending up from hip surgery, he's still back on the job and doing fine. And our thoughts and prayers to you on what has to be a painful situation. But thanks for taking the time to join us, Governor.
Well, thank you, Scott. I was right there thinking the same thing. I thought your lead in there on the Rush replacement was going to be you. I thought that's where that announcement was going. So
you're all too kind. No, that I'm not sure. I would not. There's two things I can think of in the North Dakota example. I wouldn't have wanted to follow Tom Clifford at UND. And in the radio world, I'd never want to follow Rush Limbaugh on the radio because you're pretty much doomed from the get-go. So no thanks. Sort of like replacing Ronald Reagan. Just nobody can, nobody will. So, there's that. Anyway, you're mending up fine and everything's good?
Yeah, everything's great. And thank you for asking. Appreciate all the well wishes we've gotten from everybody else. But, these days they can do modern medicine, can do amazing things. And so, in the morning for surgery, out Friday afternoon, and was back at work on Monday. So it's remarkable what they can do.
Now I can't find anybody that thought you had a bad hip. So you must have been pretty darn you know, strong, swallowing hard, and marshaling through a lot of pain. But obviously, how did you end up with a bad hip, do you think?
Well, I think it started back in high school hurdles is probably where it started. And then just through a whole lifetime of activity and running marathons and horseback riding and whatever, I just had a situation. So I've been going, you know, bone on bone here for quite a few years and was, you know, trying to put it off as long as I could. But it was time.
Oh, that's
time to get it done. And so we're, you know, hoping to have a little less, some pain-free horseback rides in the future.
We talked
last spring when I was last branding, I had to sneak around the backside and climb up on the side of a horse trail and a horse trailer and get on the fender and, you know, try to get the thing. It's like, I couldn't get my left hip, and that's the one you lead with to get in the stirrup. And I couldn't get my left leg high enough to get in the stirrup. So I was, you know, trying to jump on a horse like Zorro wasn't such a smart idea. So it was I got to have both my legs work. So that'd be good.
Questions or comments for Governor Burgum are welcome today on the program. And I see Doug and Bismarck wants to talk energy out of the chute here. So, Doug, your question or comment for Governor Burgum. Go ahead.
I don't know if I have any questions for him, but he needs to stay off that rocking horse. You know, or that corner one that's the old Kmart.
Yeah, there you go. So tell me your comment on energy.
Well, my comment on energy is, I guess I'm a proud father. My son is going to speak at the energy conference.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding you. He's going to give me a pass so I can go to it. And, I'm just like, pretty proud. Yeah. He's the CEO of Sampro and Berthold.
All right. And tell me your son's name.
Jake File.
Jake Fowler, great. Well, I tell you, that lineup is pretty amazing. Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. So your son will be on the same stage as the governor and Kelsey Warren, and I shouldn't start naming names, but there's even a few more names that are going to be announced soon. That's a great lineup. So congratulations to you, Doug. And I bet more than anything you like the fact that your son is here in North Dakota, right, with a great career opportunity?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And, yeah, that's, he's in a unique business, and he filters the sand out of the frack oil, you know, that when they see the fracking. So.
Amazing, amazing. Doug, appreciate that call. And speaking of that, Doug, new impact study out about, you know, oil and gas. There's a good example. Sand being filtered, a opportunity for what's happening in oil and gas. And the ripple effect, amazing. The amount of jobs, the amount of impact on the economy. 54% of all the taxes paid in North Dakota come from the oil and gas industry. What do you think of that study?
Well, it was happy to have that Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford and the team that worked on that. The researchers announced that earlier this week on Tuesday at the Capitol. It's a study that's done every 2 years, but I think it's something that is important for all North Dakotans to understand, because you take a look at the, you know, our legacy fund, which is, you know, being debated all the time, and all the great potential uses for that. You know, 100% of that coming from the oil industry. And then we take a look at the Common Schools Trust Fund, which is almost $5 billion now. That's a lot of that's coming from minerals owned by the state of North Dakota. You take a look at all the other sort of buckets, as they call them, that fill up with dollars within the state, Water Resources Trust Fund, and other, you know, programs that are funded by the Bank of North Dakota that support agriculture and energy and the research projects, all that coming from energy. But yeah, since 2008 to 2020, 54% of the total tax revenue in the state of North Dakota coming from the oil and gas industry. And I think they also showed how resilient the oil and gas industry is, because when we, you know, people that aren't, you know, living in the northwestern part of the state might think this is all boom and bust, and we still are too dependent on commodity prices we can't control. But when we look at the tens of billions of dollars of capital investment that's gone in our state and all the gas plants that are operating here and all the infrastructure that's operating here, you know, when we have a downturn like we had last year, not all the jobs go away, because only a portion of the jobs are involved in exploration. There's a lot of jobs today that are involved in processing, and that's just going to continue to grow as the industry grows. So really important that we, you know, keep investing in infrastructure in our state to support that industry. And it's also important that we keep investing in innovation to help help that industry go and help that industry continue to add more value. And there's some exciting things in front of the legislature right now, whether it's, the cavern storage ideas for the large scale, large scale storage, underground storage, but also some of the stuff that's going on where we're tying ethanol plants and carbon capture and storage off of ethanol plants. Help improve their sales into markets like California where these, carbon tax credits can be worth $200 a ton. I mean, we can turn carbon from the devil element on the periodic table that all kids are being taught today to. It's a value added input, whether it's for road materials or for enhancing ag product growth inside of greenhouses or whether it's, the monetary value that can come from, come from the carbon tax credits. And again, great progress and great credit to everybody that's working on it on making great progress on saving Coal Creek. So a lot of fun things happening on the energy front.
Yeah, that's amazing. Really, I asked Ron Ness a question yesterday that I want to ask you too when we come back. Why does it matter? Like what, these numbers kind of are mind-boggling in a way, but it's to the average North Dakotan, why does it matter? I want your take on that too when we come back. 16 past the hour. This is What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments for Governor Burgum too. Welcome. 258-0550. When we continue on What's on Your Mind. All day, every day at PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy Stores. A good time to stop in for anything from home cooking and grab-and-go convenience to specials like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Monday, two fresh-baked cookies, buy one, get one Wednesdays. Any size foam pop, 79 cents Thursday, or personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 Fridays at a PetroServe USA near you. Plus three Red Bull 16-ounce cans, just $7.50. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming March 2021 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties. 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in Oliver County. 700 acres of exceptional cropland and trail in Grand Forks County. 308 acres of productive cropland in Lemoore County. 480 acres of excellent crop and pasture land in Kidder County. And 606 acres of highly productive corn and soybean land in Clay County, Minnesota. View all of these Piper's land auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
On Your Mind, chat with Governor Doug Burgum for one more segment today. Questions or comments, welcome at 258-0550. Answer that question for me, Governor, about why people should care. When you go through that litany and that study, the impacts are mind-boggling. They're huge. But, you know, I get a sense sometimes people think, oh, the oil industry, that's kind of, that's fallen out of the fair-haired thing, and that's gone away because of lack of demand from COVID and not much is happening, and don't much care in eastern North Dakota about what's happening in western North Dakota or in oil and gas development. Why should they care? Why does it matter?
Well, I mean, if you have a, if your kids is one of the, 120,000 school kids in K through 12 in North Dakota, you should care because of the huge amount of funding that the oil and gas industry's picked up. I mean, with the state paying 75% of the local share, 10 years ago it was 25%. I mean, the amount of property tax relief that's been given in our state is directly related to the oil and gas industry cash flow coming in to being allowed that tax relief. And if you drive on a road in the state, or if you've got a water project, a rural water project anywhere in the state, you turn on their tap and you got a new water project. I mean, we've been giving out grants the last 10 years, 60%, 75% state grants. All of those grants for water projects are coming from Oil and Gas Water Resources Trust Fund. I mean, so we're, in states like South Dakota that don't have that, I mean, their state match on water projects is zero. It's local plus federal. There is no state match. North Dakota, the state's paying 60-70% sometimes. And so, I mean, every North Dakotan has been economically benefited, whether it's through education, infrastructure, roads, water, everything. I mean, higher education budget. I mean, every single one, the research budgets. I mean, you can't touch it. Everything you touch, human services. I mean, 54% of our tax revenue coming from oil and gas. I mean, it is remarkable the transformation that it's had on our state, and I think again the study they released last week showed that every single county in North Dakota had a positive impact from the oil and gas industry, even if there weren't in terms of the revenue that it's receiving. So it is really remarkable, and it's one of the reasons why we're fighting right now with the courts. I mean, this decision on DAPL is key, DAPL has to stay open. The feds are going to go through their process on the EIS, but we got to keep that going. If DAPL doesn't stay open, that's, could be $7 a barrel discount for North Dakota. And I think on the revenue report that Joe Morissette and others put out this week, when we're updating the revenue reports for the state of North Dakota, it's like $1 change in the price to North Dakota is $40 million on the state budget. And so it is, those are huge changes when we start seeing those kinds of drops. And if we have a drop off or an increase in the transportation cost because we got to move it to train or to truck, you're going to see more trucks on the highway. That means back where we were 5 years ago with more, more potential deaths and accident spills related to truck travel. And so we've got to make sure we're fighting to keep that open. And then if we don't have that takeaway capacity, it's very easy for the industry to decide, hey, if I got a new well I'm going to put on because prices are coming back, I'm going to put the well on in the Permian, not in the Bakken, because my transportation discount is less down there. And so we've got to fight hard to make sure we can keep that pipeline open and going during the EIS.
Yeah, let's talk about this a second, because the biggest threat right now to that happening, and what I think I heard you say very eloquently, is that is a blunt force instrument directly at the budget of North Dakota, not to mention how many livelihoods that happen. And the reason that's even a threat is because the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe has been in court repeatedly trying to shut that pipeline down. And they found a friendly judge now who has said out loud, we're going to decide whether or not we shut it down or not while we do this study that previously the Corps of Engineers said we didn't have to do. Is there a way to leverage your relationships with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, which I think everybody would argue have been noble and bold from the beginning of your tenure as governor and even before, to say, okay, it's time to end this. Not only are they going to impact the state of North Dakota and the industry, they're also going to do great damage to the bottom line of the MHA Nation, a fellow tribe. Can you appeal to Chairman Fox and others at the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe to end this Cold War?
Well, I think it goes beyond that because we know that, you know, Earth Justice, who's the group that's behind us, which raise money and, you know, for these kinds of, lawsuits. And then they, you know, find people to partner with like Standing Rock, but they are, so there's national and international forces that are behind this, but you're absolutely right. The impact on North Dakota is severe, but the impact on MHA Nation, one of the top energy tribes in the country, 80% of their tribal revenue comes from oil and gas, and they are directly affected by this drop in takeaway capacity if that goes away. And we know that, with COVID, the closure of casinos, we know that the economies of our tribes have really been hit hard in the last year across the five casinos in North Dakota. They're down an estimated about 1,000 jobs right now from where they were before. And if you lose, 200 jobs in Fargo, those people can go fill up the jobs with the other 1,000 jobs that are available. But if we lose 200 jobs on one of our reservations, there's not 200 other jobs that are open right there, to be filled. And so, the economic impact on families is really devastating. So we've got for MHA, really, really important. MHA has stepped up and made a comment and weighed in and said it's, how important it is to their tribe. But we also know that, again, that's, one of the areas where, we had a, horrific, head-on truck-on-truck accident up within MHA a few years ago. And, oil spill, people died, whatever. I mean, that's the kind of things that we'd be back to if you shut down the pipeline. Just because you shut down a pipeline, if the environmentalists shut down a pipeline, it doesn't stop demand for oil in this country.
I want to back up on one thing, though, Governor, because I think you're giving Standing Rock Sioux Tribe enough of a pass to say really it's about Earth Justice. But my understanding is by Standing Rock Sioux Tribe lending their name to Earth Justice to go to court, that gives the standing of the action much more weight. So if Standing Rock Sioux Tribe would say we're off of that, we're done with the financial arrangement or however it happened, we're opting out, that would significantly reduce the chances of them succeeding in court. So Standing Rock Sioux Tribe needs to remove themselves from this lawsuit, do they not?
Well, I think that, all politics are local, and I think that, if there was a, leader at Standing Rock that said they want to remove themselves from the lawsuit, likely there'd be an election recall and they'd be removed from office. So I don't know if it's politically possible because of the energy and sentiment down there, is down there right now. So I think that's a, challenging thing for him. But, is there other paths forward? Yeah, I think there's other paths forward. And I would think there's a lot of room for discussion between MHA and the industry and Standing Rock, and hope that discussion's happened.
Yeah, me too. Maybe I need to chair the Mike LeBeau for chairman of Standing Rock Soup campaign, because I know that election's coming up, and it just seems to me we need some common sense there. But I appreciate the fact you continue to go into those shark-infested waters and have that conversation. Lee in North Dakota, will get you in for the governor next year. Don't go away. More after this on What's Like.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The suspect arrested following three separate shooting incidents on Tuesday night in the Atlanta, Georgia area that killed eight people has been charged with murder and assault. 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long is being held without bond per the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office. The Federal Reserve kept its policy rate unchanged on Wednesday, but sharply ramped up its expectations for economic growth. While affirming that it does not plan to raise the interest rates until 2023, U.S. inflation expectations have gone up in recent months, while unemployment remains abnormally high. The Treasury Department and Internal Revenue Service announced Wednesday evening that the federal income tax filing date for individuals for the 2020 tax year will be automatically extended from April 15th to May 17th. The IRS will be providing formal guidance in the coming days. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the governor took one call off the air from Lee. Question about Bill Gates and land. We'll have that as part of the After the Show show, so if you want to hear that question. And before we let him go, Kelly and Thompson had a quick question. Kelly, go ahead for Governor Burgum. Kelly, are you there? Last chance for Kelly and Thompson. Question for Governor Burgum. All right, we tried. I don't know what's in the air today, but the calls are not working all that well. Governor, appreciate the time. I know we kept you a little long after. And anything
no
else?
Worries. Hey, on that question, the question for Lee, I didn't finish answering it when the music came, or the got cut off there. So that is really only a partial answer. I'm not sure I'd want to run that because I didn't even actually make my point.
Okay, well, go ahead. Just for, somebody called off the air and asked about whether or not the governor was aware of Bill Gates buying up a bunch of land, and if he was, what does he plan to use it for? We've heard that in other states, and you mentioned that that Bill Gates' investment advisor is in North Dakota, and I didn't know that. So I guess that he's going to invest anywhere. We'd want him to invest in North Dakota, but some people do worry, well, what's he going to use for the land? So you can finish that answer, Governor, if you want to. Go ahead.
Well, as you say, I mean, only what I've read in all the national publications, because I've got no insights into Bill's personal investing strategies, but I do know that that he's bullish on agriculture, and I do know that Michael Larson, as part of his task, is generally can't invest in technology because Bill does that, so he's got to find a way to get a balanced portfolio across all the other industries. And of course, you can't invest in America without investing in agriculture. And I think that the ag that he has invested in across the country has generally been investing in farms and in traditional farm practices. And I think it's, you know, spread across the country and across different crops. I think it was reported that they did buy some large farms in Eastern Washington or Eastern Oregon recently, but I think they're bullish on agriculture, bullish on feeding the world. But I only know what I've read in the papers. But I think that it's I don't think there's anything going on other there than understanding that agriculture is an important industry, and it's probably one that if you're going to invest in the future of this country, that you probably should be invested in agriculture.
Yeah, good point. Our friends at Pipers continue to give us data that is just mind-boggling on the investment value in land. I mean, it's a good, especially in these uncertain times, a good investment. So I guess it doesn't surprise us that people have big checkbooks. But do you think North Dakotans are right to worry about, you know, sort of the Bill Gates type investor coming in? I mean, Ted Turner did this, bought up a lot of land. Montana sometimes liked it when he did Buffalo, didn't like it when he did other things. Are we right to worry about those outside investors buying land?
you know, probably comes to a broader discussion, which is in North Dakota, we've got the anti-corporate farming law, which can sometimes prevent, you know, even like second cousins from farming with each other or forming an organization and generate capital. I mean, if two people aren't related to each other, want to start a restaurant, a bar, or a, you know, an auto body shop, they can join together and raise the capital and do it. But if two of those people said, let's go into farming together, whether it's, you know, agricultural and animal production, or just straight up, you know, crop farming in North Dakota, you can't do that. And I think then that opens the door, when you talk about a Ted Turner or others. I mean, they can come in as an individual and buy up all they want because it wouldn't be against the law. So I think if you want to have, you know, North Dakotans have more access to capital, you know, neighbors and neighbors or second cousins banding to each other, we got to think through differently, you know, what the real intent of this, you know, anti-corporate farming, because you take a look at the amount of animal production we have in North Dakota compared to South Dakota, Minnesota, or Iowa, and we've got almost nothing. And I think it relates to the fact that the people, the farmers and ranchers in North Dakota, have got a handicap in trying to aggregate capital.
But that's a very good point. And we have this, obviously in our laws that make that a head scratcher for sure. Governor, we kept you long. Appreciate the time very much, and glad you're mending up. And we'll talk again soon.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
Governor Doug Burgum with us on the program today, and we're joined also by Gary Tharaldson, Vern Dosh, two individuals that are leading conversations with North Dakota's future leaders as part of the Leadership North Dakota program. It is a program that is administered ably by the Gary Tharaldson School of Business at the University of Mary, and Dr. Carl Sovak, who's the dean there, joins us now as well. Gary and Vern continuing on as well. Dr. Sovak, thanks for taking the time to join us here today as well.
It's great to be here, Scott. Thanks.
And this whole conversation with the governor prompts a million questions for these two guys, too, on investment decisions. But I'll stay on the track of leadership, ND, and want to start with you just telling us a little bit about the Gary Tharaldson School of Business and what is the vision?
Well, you know, we are all about the formation of the whole person. So we don't just give people the technical skills that they need, but we give them the ability to have that character when they're out in the public. And I know that our employers out there appreciate a University of Mary graduate being one of those individuals. Then they let that resume rise to the top, and that's what we seek, is to help them be successful out there in the real world, whether that's when they're working and going to school, internships, or whatever it might be.
We talked a lot in the previous segment last hour about servant leadership. I hear the term a lot about virtuous leadership and have been blessed to be part of a recognition of virtuous leaders in North Dakota at the University of Mary. What is virtuous leadership?
Well, you know, we have the epitome of virtuous leadership right here in this room, so that's a good thing. But really what we're trying to help people form is that character that comes through those values of virtues. We like to call them values of virtues. So having prudence and courage and justice and temperance or self-control, just creating individuals. But I think the most important thing is humility, understanding that you were created by God to do a certain thing, and others were, and that's your role. Your role is to help. I'm here to help Scott be the best person that God created me to be. And so when you have individuals like that leading individuals and you see that, you model the behavior that you want your students to emulate.
And the School of Business at the University of Mary is able to have that conversation with students, where as good as our public institutions are, they literally cannot have that conversation, right? I mean, they're tax dollars received, so all of a sudden they're crossing a line, if you will, into completely different areas. So that's a huge advantage for you.
Absolutely. We're very blessed to be able to do that on a daily basis.
And Vern, you made a great point earlier about when I first heard the term servant leader, I'm thinking, do these two go together? That sort of seems different. What do you think about virtuous leadership?
Well, I think it's all related to each other. I mean, servant leadership, virtuous leadership is very much kind of dovetails into each other. And, you know, when you look at the market today, and I think Mr. Tharaldson would say the same thing, we just had a conversation about the challenges of recruiting employees. And, you know, I mean, we see an unemployment rate of 3%, 4%, 5%. The fact of the matter is the unemployment rate is probably a negative in a lot of different fields where, you know, you're out there competing, and the ability to attract and retain is the biggest risk that business has. So we're looking for people with character. We're looking for people that are virtuous leaders, that have the potential to be virtuous leaders, and we're willing to invest in that development.
the students, for lack of a better term, that are involved in leadership in North Dakota are already leaders. They've been identified within their companies as leaders. Generally, the companies are saying, this is a good value add for us, so we're going to pay for you to go be part of the leadership in North Dakota. We talked about smaller group. But talk about how you, if somebody listening today says, I got a leader that would be perfect, or someone I want to have a little more servant leadership attitude as part of leadership ND, how do they do that?
You know, it's such an important part of their development, because a lot of times we have good employees in our organization and we promote them to their level of incompetency because we haven't invested in them. We haven't invested in their development, giving them the skills and abilities that will be required to be a leader of people, not just carrying out tasks. So, you know, for the University of Mary, Dr. Robert Miller heads up the program of Leadership North Dakota. They can contact him. They can contact the University of Mary. There is a criteria of bringing people into these cohorts. There is a concerted effort to make sure that demographically, we're representing the entire state from each corner of the state. There are state employees, there are private sector employees, there are employees from the medical field and energy field, really making an effort so that these cohorts are kind of a microcosm of the state of North Dakota. And the relationships that they build, I mean, yes, we go through, you know, the five dysfunctions of a team, we go through the six pillars of servant leadership. But the relationships that they build, the people that they get to know, are so incredibly important as they advance in their career, that they have these other contacts in different disciplines across the state. It's a beautiful thing to watch.
And, of course, you can enroll in many different ways at the University of Mary, Gary Thalson School of Business, because they just meet you where you're at. If you're already in a career and want to grow your career, you come in. If you want to, you know, there's so many different ways. But these are the tenets you're teaching to your students on campus 24/7, right?
Absolutely, Scott. And I think that Vern says that's the best, is, and you've said it, you meet the students where they're at, and we can customize those programs that allow them to be the best version of themselves, and we can assist them in that.
And Gary, you've identified it in the namesake of you know, the Gary Thalson School of Business, is your name's on the front for a reason, because you see the spark in these kids. And that's why you've chosen the University of Mary as a place to leave that woodpile a little higher, right?
Absolutely. And the thing is, I'm going to talk about the emerging leaders that we had there at last night at our...
As part of this year's group, yeah.
As part of this year's group. I would say the average age is probably in the 40s, that they're... I found that they were very good people. And now, can we make them even better by going through the Emerging Leaders Program? I truly believe... But Bernd Dosch says we typically accelerate people to the level of incompetence, and that's bad, because you lose that employee.
But that's hard to do. I mean, not to do it that way, because you got to go, right? And you're just saying, hey, they can do it better than that one, so let's just go, right?
Yeah. So anyhow, at least there's a program there that they're getting emerging leaders that will be a better. Obviously, I think next year's group will be double or maybe even triple, because we'll be over COVID, and so that we can help more companies in North Dakota take their leaders to be better leaders.
And there's a way to start younger with the Rising Leadership Program University of Mary facilitates as well. What age do you start them at, Dr. Sovak?
That's freshmen through high school seniors, and it's just us helping the next generation. And it's an incredible program that's put on by our emerging leaders students with the workforce development at the University of Mary. And it's an incredible thing to allow them to utilize their leadership skills so that they can help those high school seniors develop their leadership skills.
All right, we'll come back on What's On Your Mind. I want to get some business lessons, just today's sort of business environment. Are you guys bullied for the future? There's a new administration in. You know, North Dakota, as an example, is a big target on its back because of the energy industry here and the ag industry. Just some business advice from you guys, if you don't mind, okay? We'll do that when we come back. More of our conversation, Chat with Leaders from the University of Mary today on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you that includes attorney fees. You're talking about less than $4,000. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call him at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you prepared to meet your lawn's needs? Swanston Equipment offers an entire lineup of Toro residential and commercial mowers, built on a tradition of quality, long-lasting products and innovative features to make your mowing experience and caring for your lawn easier. Stop into any of our three Swanston locations today and experience the lawn-dominating power and durability of Toro. Online at SwanstonEquipment.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 Curve Cab models, a $5,500 purchase loans for current eligible Buick or GMC owners or lessees. Also, fantastic deals on Buicks, and you know what? Your GMC, your Buick, and most of the late model used cars as well. Your powertrain warranty lasts a lifetime. Shop, click, drive, and find out more now. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, MyPillow, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. And Mike Lindell is probably the busiest guy in America right now, building new social media platforms, put out a new movie recently called Church People. He is fighting a corrupt election system in America. Just other than that, he makes pillows and robes and and sheets and all kinds of things. There's now MyPillow slippers. Kev, did you get your slippers yet?
I have not. I have not, although I just got new ones for Christmas, so I'm going to hold off. But I'm
I think we've got you a pair here.
Day before yesterday?
You do?
Todd has his. I have mine. Yeah. I think there's a box around here for you.
Oh, well, I'm in.
I don't know why you picked out pink, but that's a whole other show.
Hey, don't judge.
Yeah, anyway, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call 800-506-9028. Remember to use that promo code Scott because the slippers will be more economical.
I'll tell you why. I chose pink. It matches the pink robe I ordered.
There you go. So yeah, there. Exactly right. Well, now it all makes sense. And Todd, you tell us about Schwann's, and we'll get cranking with our final segment here on What's On Your Mind.
He did. We're covered.
He did already. Okay. Yep. Yeah, I missed that. I was busy talking to Gary and Vern and everybody else. One thing I want to do before we're done, so Dr. Silver, I'm going to have you mention, if somebody says, wow, I got a leader that would be perfect for this already in my company, I want them to be part of the next cohort, the 2022 cohort of Leadership ND, what should they do?
I think they should call Dr. Robert Martin at this school, or they can call me, and I'd be more than happy to help them out.
Okay, that sounds good. And same thing with Rising Leadership, so in other words, 9th through 12th graders?
Absolutely. Loved it. Love to see them. www.umary.edu/RLND.
Yeah, so call the school, go online and do that. Two great leaders we're going to have a chance to talk about here. North Dakota billionaire Gary Thelson, the one and only, according to Forbes magazine, as well as Vern Dosh. Leader, longtime leader in technology and rural utility cooperatives. I just want to ask you guys a little bit about just business in general today and the future. Are you, Gary, bullish on the future? I mean, hotel industry that you know well, next to restaurants, hardest hit during COVID because nobody went anywhere, right? There's that. But tell me about the current state of the sort of business and where you see it going.
Yeah, you know, we're this month we're running about 75% occupancy, and the national average is about 50. And it's like I was talking to my director of operations. She says she can't wait because when the economy comes back, we're going to kill it. You know, it's going to come back, and it's going to be very, very good, especially for any business, because a lot of new businesses is going to take time to start up. So you're going to be the best in that area, and our competition won't hit us for 2 to 3 years this strong, and we're going to get the competition.
Did you stay bullish through the whole COVID thing?
I don't think you could stay bullish during the COVID thing. We
slow development and you take care of the ones you have.
Yeah. Well, I shut down 35 hotels, and then I opened 18 more that I had under construction. So the thing is, a lot of work. We had to shut them down because we were getting 3-5 rooms a night, and it was really devastating. So we went down to about 20% of our normal revenue in April, and then it started climbing back up. But I think our team created a lot of that business. They would go out and try, even if they get one room at a time, they were working on how to improve the business. And so I've been blessed with people that go over and above in order to get us to where we are today.
So, but what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Absolutely.
So you live to fight another day and recognize when we come out, we're that much more efficient. We're, you know, and we're ready for the economy to come roaring back, and we do what we got to do in the middle of the battle.
I think you always learn. Sometimes more from your mistakes than you do, or more from bad times, because you get complacent when things are going really well.
Well said. Vern, what's your take on the current state of business?
You know, from a technology standpoint, Scott, we probably are not exposed to the cyclical nature of, like, the hotel industry because, I mean, people need electricity, people need broadband every day, good times, bad, and that needs to be built and that needs to be engineered, and that was the business that we were in. So for NISC, the impact was, it probably accelerated the notion of working virtually, working at home, working where you want to live rather than where you want to work. It it accelerated that.
And is that a good thing?
I think it's a good thing. When we talk about work-life balance for our employees, there's some great stories of how this allowed them to maintain a better work-life balance. We've been able to leverage technology where we used to have to jump on a plane. Now it's being done remotely. So it's hard to find a silver lining in COVID, but there were definitely examples of, businesses that have been transformed because of that.
This is a great lesson for the students of Rising ND, of Leadership North Dakota, of the University of Mary, isn't it, Dr. Kosovic? There's going to be bad times. Count on it. What do you do when it happens, right?
Absolutely. And I'm very, very blessed that we have the students that we do. I'm very optimistic about our future because we're creating these great leaders.
And I would argue nobody uses leaders like Gary Thurlson and Vern Dosh like the University of Mary does, and so many like them to impart those lessons on their students. You guys do it well. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
Enjoyed the conversation, gentlemen. That's a wrap for today. God bless you all. Thanks for listening to the program. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Senator Kevin Cramer and one of Donald Trump's top advisors, Stephen Miller, joins us tomorrow on the program.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Join Piper's Auctioneers for these upcoming farm equipment auctions in Sioux Falls, Steele, Bowman, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Marmouth, Lear, Raleigh, and Bismarck. In March, Piper's will be hosting the two-day Western Dakota Equipment Auction in Bowman, featuring the Charlie Hilton and Abercrankie retirements, followed by the premier Reuben and Clarice Lichty Farm Retirement Auction in Jamestown. Inventory is updated daily on all Piper's equipment auctions, including the quarterly timed online-only auctions and our multiple regional equipment auctions in North and South Dakota. Get all details and information at Piper's.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.